Salt45.com.
Day across America. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on these airwaves, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Even if you're sitting on an island somewhere, I guess if we bounce it off the satellite, you probably can catch us on whatever station it is that you're listening to. We hope, anyway. Maybe you're just streaming us. A lot of people getting the stream. You can catch the stream, by the way, at GCNLive.com. I've had a lot of people ask me that. GCNLive.com. Biggest story, I think, is what's happening in Baghdad. Do you know that right now, well, you think about it, we're looking at the 13th. On the 30th of June, that's it, al-Maliki, the prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister of Baghdad, was the one who laid down the deadline, and that deadline was June 30th. Does it mean there'll be no U.S. presence? Well, of course not. There will be some soldiers. There's a base, etc. But ultimately, the amount of soldiers in Iraq will be massively decreased. Really, not non-existent, but massively decreased. I mean, for all intents and purposes, our job is done there, and the military and the police force and the government can stand on its own 2 feet. And let's be honest, do you think this government holds up? Hey, and listen, I'm rooting for them because I'm proud of what the military did do. You cannot take it out on people who did 3 and 4 and sometimes more tours. I mean, the stress and the strain on the soldiers has been incredible. Because we don't have a true military, and we have soldiers, and we have the branches of various military involved in this, but we don't have a full military in the sense that there was no draft. You've got a voluntary military there. You had people that wanted to go. You had people like Pat Tillman, who made millions with the Arizona Cardinals, chucked it because he thought it was his duty to do what other people had done before him and fight by his brothers in this war. And ultimately, sadly, he lost his life. But for the people who came back injured, for the people who came back with, had lost limbs, with the people, which would be injured, the people who came back and went back and went back and went back. I mean, certainly a tip of the cap. I hope this government stands up. Do I think it will? And the answer is no. And sadly, with that deadline so close and those tours coming to an end for some. Now, of course, there is movement in Afghanistan, and ultimately the government is deploying double the amount of soldiers in Afghanistan. So, in other words, another 30,000 plus will be in Afghanistan. But with the work supposedly done in Baghdad, sadly, the story happens of Sergeant John M. Russell, who is suffering from combat stress, and there's more to this story than we ultimately know. And, of course, the military is being tight-lipped, as they should be, because they're investigating it, and you're not going to get details. You're not going to get a lot of details right away. But what we do know is that he was having some kind of a problem, and the military is worried enough that they took away his weapon for fear of what could happen. He ended up getting someone else's weapon. He went to the clinic that they had set up at Camp Liberty, and ultimately he kills 5 comrades, 2 officers, and 3 soldiers. So is the question becomes, with that deadline so close, and in this form of warfare that we have today, where the army hands out sleeping pills like M&Ms and antidepressants, because that's what they're trying to keep the troops, of course, functioning. I mean, this is a war. The forces are stretched thin. Army psychologists say that, hey, this is a tension-filled atmosphere. You have soldiers threatening others, even themselves. They've confiscated weapons. It's not unusual. They've had around-the-clock suicide watches. And now this shocking shooting spree by a U.S. soldier at a place where people were getting help. You have to think that there are lots of challenges at these combat stress centers, and that more emphasis will be pushed onto this, and that you've got to convince the soldiers. And here's the key thing. You may have the doctors, you might have the facility set up, but convincing the soldiers to use it is a whole other story. Convincing somebody to get that kind of help, that kind of psychological help, has to be a gigantic, gigantic hurdle. And here's what happens. Deployed again, another tour. Things start to happen back at home. Wife can't take it. Family falls apart. Files for divorce, all kinds of stuff. So it's very, very hard, I think, for these people to get help, for these soldiers to get help, because they're worried, one, about their career and their reputations. They have to be. They don't want anything that ruins their career, anything that's a black mark on their record. So the military has set up stress centers, combat centers, the ability to go and get psychological help, but it has to be challenging to get somebody to actually accept that. Actually go and do it. So if you think about previous wars, most of the soldiers served one tour, went back home. But there was a draft in most cases, like Vietnam. All the soldiers now, as I mentioned, volunteers. So, two wars, multiple tours, and coming back, having your life changed, man, it has got to affect them mentally. It has to. How can you be a combat soldier, come back unaffected? I just don't think so. Six tours? How is that person going to hold up? I mean, how many soldiers are going to come back with PTSD? How many soldiers previously came back with it and didn't know they had it and didn't really have much recourse for the thing until those stories started to come out? Got to be hell trying to cope with everyday life after you've been in those situations. Do you think the military does enough, ultimately? Not even the military, just in general, our society and the military, enough to embrace these guys? 800-259-5791. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
time telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 12, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $922.90. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $949.52, $474.76 for the half ounce, and $237.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $949.52, $474.76, and $237.38.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play the moon. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
I got a bunch of email. I'll go through those coming up around the bend, or you can jingle this number. We're talking about a couple of things here, including, of course, the combat stress. And, hey, Carrie Prejean, she gets to keep the crown. Not surprised. Donald isn't stupid. 800-259-5791. Stu in Kentucky, who's been hanging through. Stu, thanks for hanging through.
Hey, Kate. This Carrie Prejean thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump did a wonderful job. I loved how he brought up that, you know what, everybody, not me, but they all voted for the guy who was against gay marriage anyways for civil union. So,
right.
You know, I think Trump, man, he truly trumped it. I think her speech was dead on. You know, she was criticized over something for freedom of speech. Same thing that homosexuals asked for as well. And she nailed it to the wall.
I agree, and I think it would have been ridiculous if they had succumbed to the pressure of what was happening in California, especially, and just the court of public opinion in other quarters where they were just crucifying this girl. But the bottom line is, he's not dumb, and he said it right. He's exactly what he said. What we've been saying on the show, what you've said, what I've said, is the fact that there's the example. Even the president himself flat out says he's not for gay marriage. He's for civil unions. So she's a beauty pageant contestant. They set her up with that kind of a question and didn't like the answer they got.
Exactly. I wish I could have heard him say, Perez, you're fired. But as far as the science thing, I'm with you. I hate if I get out of, when I go deer hunting, if I get out of field dressed in my own deer, I'm on it. But there's a few jobs that could be worse than the biochemist thing, you know, either a specimen collector at a sperm bank, a proctologist, or a congressman. But I guess being a congressman is like working with the other two anyway, because when you're in Congress, you work with the other two.
Boy, isn't that the truth. I knew you had a funny for that one.
Thanks, Kay. Appreciate you, honey.
All right. Thanks, Stu. Yeah, I was saying, if you missed it, that there's a scientist who believes that this might have, meaning the swine flu, might have been created as a result of an accident basically in a lab, and calls for the fact that labs need to have better security if that's what happened. These eggs of the viruses were exposed, etc. And then the same thing with the vaccines that were being experimented with, and voila, you have a new strain. He put together a paper, and there are some skeptics about his theory, and he's done his job in a lab for almost 40 years, and I said, that is one job. That, just like James Lipton with the big famous question, what job would you not like to attempt? I'd have to say scientists would certainly be on the list. You know, the I can't think of the guy's name, too, and we're trying to get him on the show, and I think he's going to come on. It's a question of when, but Mike Rowe, I think his name is, where he did.
We have determined, and we have the absolute right under the contract, we have determined that the pictures taken are fine. So we've made a determination that everything we've seen to this date that she's done, some were very beautiful, some were risque, but again, we're in the 21st century. So we've made a determination that the pictures taken were acceptable, they were fine. In many cases, they were actually lovely pictures, and in some cases, they were modeling pictures.
All right, so talking about, of course, jobs you wouldn't like to do, and I was mentioning the world's dirtiest jobs that show, and that on the heels of course, talking about Carrie Prejean and the whole flap over the Miss Universe contest, and here she was the runner-up, and the question that she was asked, and then what happened in light of that, and Trump talking about the modeling photos, and it's not a surprise that he decided what he decided, that she would keep the crown. You'd have to have something pretty, I think, pretty horrific to rock the boat for him to take the crown away. So sure enough, that did not happen. So if you're following the playbook and you're following along with us, we're talking about a whole bunch of different things as per usual here on America Tonight. Lou is listening to us in Missouri. You're on America Tonight. Hey, Lou.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I've listened to your show for a long time. It was the first time I've been able to call in and talk to you. I'd like to say that the psychiatric care is very lacking for the veterans. In fact, there is more psychiatric care for inmates in prisons than there are for our veterans. I just think it's a real shame. In the state of California, I think like 70% of the psychiatrists and things like that are tied up with inmates or something like that. My psychiatrist told me that, and I just find that to be, I just don't think that's right.
I don't think it's right either, and I've heard similar stories, Lou, from people that I know that are veterans who are getting psychiatric care, and they tell me they go to one guy I know goes to a group session, and there's guys from current guys that just came back, there's guys that served in previous wars. And he says it's just unbelievable, the things that you hear and you see and the stress and what's revealed in the room, and ultimately, you know, how tough it was for them to even get together and get the system together for them to put them on in this track and this path. And these are previous guys from previous wars, except for a few current guys. So now you think of six tours. And how do you handle that? I mean, what do you come back to when you come back? How do you have any sense of normal? I think they really need to have much better care, no doubt.
And, you know, know, even for a regular citizen out there trying to cope with, you know, the recession and all that that we're going through, I would think that the mental health field for people is a good way to prevent people to go to prison in the first place. You know what I mean?
Sure, absolutely. Because then, if you lose it, if you can't, if you're right. So if you're in a situation where you're so distraught, so stressful, we're seeing it. We're seeing it with some of the crimes that have happened, some of the things that have been done to families and how they've been torn apart, and frankly, people who have shot their family and killed their family, and then it goes back to they lost their job and their wife lost their job and they were despondent, etc. So absolutely.
A lot of stress going on right now. And a name that you mentioned earlier, I know you're a pro football fan, Pat Tillman.
Yeah.
I just think it's a real shame that he was not nominated to be in the NFL Hall of Fame. I mean, this guy was a heck of a ball player. The amount, you should see his statistics before he left for his tour. They were phenomenal. And this is a guy who made the ultimate sacrifice. And if you can't, this guy's not even nominated for the NFL Hall of Fame. I mean, really, who should be?
Yeah, it's funny that you
bring... I just say shame on the NFL.
Yeah, it's funny. Lou, thanks for the call. We're glad that you found us. Definitely, you've been listening and you called in. You were prompted to call in. The interesting thing about Tillman is I had the pleasure of interviewing him once because I flew with and covered the Cowboys for a couple of years. And, of course, they played Arizona while he was playing and I was covering the Cowboys. And he was gracious, but you would expect he would be that way. And I had talked to him about some of the things that he had done, obviously, with the Cardinals, et cetera, and what had nothing to do with him going off to war or any of that sort of stuff. But here's ultimately, if it was a sports argument, they would say length of time and the numbers he produced. And, you know, if he had stayed in the NFL, I think he absolutely would have been a Hall of Famer. Here's what I say. The sad part of the Tillman story is the fact that the military wasn't truthful with the family when he came back and the build-up to him being a hero, which I still think he's a hero, period, doesn't matter that what happened, that it was a friendly fire situation. But the fact that they weren't really told that was, I think, terrible. Should have been told that up front. Hey, it was an accident. This is what happened. Because he still, in my mind, no doubt, is a hero for what he did because he made the ultimate sacrifice. He didn't have to do that. He was making millions, left the gig because he felt like he had to go there. That's why, to me, it's so important that Iraq does stand on its own 2 feet and doesn't crumble into the chaos I know that it could. 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts, The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Talking about stress, I'll tell you, this would stress you out. Big story today, or actually Tuesday, I don't know if you caught it or not, but Social Security and Medicare are fading fast, baby. Don't think I'll be collecting Social Security if something isn't done. Do I think something will be done? Hopefully. I've paid into Social Security forever. How many of you have paid into Social Security? This is the deal. Social Security is going to start paying out more in benefits than it collects in taxes in 2016. 2016! And then the giant trust fund will be depleted by 2037, which is also 4 years sooner than was originally thought. Medicare is in a much worse shape. Think of the people on Medicare. I have a grandfather who's 92. The man is sharp as a tack, I'm telling you. If I could, and maybe I will, I might go to see him in Florida, put him on the show. He is so smart. I think he is the smartest person in my family. He used to say to us all, oh, that's the price of a college degree, and that's what you know? Because he did crossword puzzles, he was a truck driver, he talked to a ton of people, he had to go to work. So he was the valedictorian of his class, but they couldn't afford to send him to college, and he had to support his family. So, anyway, the point of telling you that story is I know that my pop-pop relies on that, and he's a veteran, and so you think of the sources of where he would get money. Thank God he's in assisted living because, like I said, he's so mentally sharp and physically he's fine. He's had a few things happen, but he's okay. And most of the people around him would have some form of Medicare or, if they're veterans, some form of veterans health. But Medicare is in terrible shape. Terrible shape. They're projecting that Medicare will be depleted by 2017. So what year is it right now? Yeah. 9, 17, do the math. So Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner said these new reports are just a reminder, a wake-up call, that the longer you wait to come up with a solution for Medicare and Social Security, the sooner that it's going to be here knocking on the doorstep, and it's going to be harder to come up with options. So we have this big announcement on Monday. There's this meeting of odd bedfellows talking about health care issues and figuring out ways to trim 2 million over the next decade. But ultimately, how do you – here's the thing. All the rhetoric is good, but how do you close the gap? How do you close the gap when you can't afford the public health plan that we have already? So what are you adding that is going to be affordable, that's going to work in creating these government-run health insurance plans? I don't know. Some of it sounded good on Monday, but call me skeptical. How do you make it work? We have a terrible recession going on, the worst that we've had in decades. 5.7 million jobs gone since December of 2007. Unemployment, 25-year high, almost 9%. Now, you know this. I say this all the time. Really, truly, I'm an optimist. I hate doom and gloom scenarios. Constantly browbeat them with the world is falling apart and the sky is falling and all that sort of stuff I do. But at the same time, you know, at some point someone has to inject some reality, okay? So the reality is, my friends, that most of you listening to me, there is a good chance you might not get that Social Security unless somebody jumps on it and they figure out ways to solve the bleeding that is happening. The trillions that we're bleeding. Yeah. It is scary to think of that, though, isn't it? It's scary to think of saying the word depleted. Two biggest benefit programs paying out more than they collect in taxes. Well, of course, again, the recession. Think about it. Think about the people getting unemployment. So, of course, the numbers are going to topple in a different direction. Man, I think of getting those checks when I was in New York. People think, you're in New York, big time, making big money. Are you kidding? Between borough taxes, city taxes, state taxes, taxes to breathe. I mean, it was awful. New York's a great place, but boy, you got to have some do-re-mi to live in New York, especially in Manhattan. If you've ever been, guarantee you come back with a decent experience. But then you talk to people who live there and find out ultimately how much they pay in taxes. Ooh, real tough. Hey, I brought up Pat Tillman, the former Arizona Cardinal, who felt so proud and honored to serve his country and sadly was killed in the line of fire, was friendly fire. Well, there is a story about Tillman's parents that's making the rounds, because the parents of Pat Tillman said that they have some serious misgivings, and that's the word they use, that the general who played a big role in misrepresenting their son's death might be put in charge of military operations in Afghanistan, because it was Lieutenant General Stanley McChrystal who is accused of covering up the circumstances of his 2004 death. And they thought, you know, Pat Tillman's father specifically said that they thought for sure, to them, from everything they had learned, that he participated in falsifying the homicide investigation. And they think that he should be carefully considered his record before he's confirmed. But Gates, the defense secretary, is backing him up, saying that he has complete confidence in him. He's the guy who he hopes can be confirmed by the Senate before the month's end. Now, of course, you know, statements have been released and probably more will come out, because the whole thing with the Tillman investigation, I mean, they constantly are, from the Pentagon, are constantly apologizing about that. But McChrystal himself, here's the scoop on him. He was a black ops special forces chief, and he captured one of the most wanted fugitives in Iraq. And he's the guy that they're tapping to lead the United States and NATO forces basically in Afghanistan, because we know that we're pumping up the volume there. By fall, double the amount of soldiers will now be in Afghanistan. So David McKiernan is the guy who was fired, and it's very unusual, by the way, to have a shakeup in the middle of wartime like that. But they didn't think he was the guy to lead in Afghanistan. So replacement player, if the replacement player, McChrystal, gets confirmed, then he's the guy who will be in. And you can bet that these hearings will be pretty tough, for sure, with this confirmation thing. I mean, he pretty much is unanimously, he was approved, was promoted from a two-star general to a three-star general, and it's pretty tough to, if you know anything about the military system, to move up through those ranks. But it is disconcerting in talking about the sham of what happened with Pat Tillman, the bizarre cover-up deal, to hear his name connected to it. You know, what did he know ultimately, and what did he not report? And that's the thing. I mean, how much did he help cover up the circumstances of that, of Tillman's death in 2004? Boy, and it seems like that just happened the other day. And talking about Tillman, I can remember so many people calling the radio show and expressing certainly sadness for what had happened to to Tillman. Hey, coming up on this show, we're going to talk about Farrah Fawcett. Why would we be talking about Farrah Fawcett? Well, if you haven't heard, she's a terrible form of cancer, and she's not getting treatment now. And there's this thing that's happening. It's almost like, you know, some people are throwing, and I'm saying some people throw wakes before they die when they know they're dying, and memorial services and whatnot, so that they can see everybody, be with everybody, hear what everybody has to say, have a moment of reliving their life with people they cared about. I don't know how many people listening would love to do something like that. I mean, it sounds odd to say that, but instead of being memorialized in death, but when you know you're close to death, to have something like that, how would you ultimately feel? It's like a wake before the real wake. And some people think it's almost ghoulish what's happening with her, because there are a lot of conversations. There's a big tribute to her on Friday that's going to air on NBC. And sadly, I mean, this is the way it goes, but in the newspaper business, or in the television news business, or I'm sure even in the radio business, people get together obituaries when they know somebody is close to dying, especially if it's somebody famous, because they're trying to line up people to talk about them. They're trying to do it correctly. So in this case, is it doing it correctly, or is it being a little bit ghoulish? I mean, can't somebody have their moment to have privacy what is obviously horrible for anybody's family, particularly if they still have kids that are not deep into their older years? And of course, Farrah Fawcett has a son. He's in his 20s, and he's a troubled kind of guy. He's been in the news a ton for some of the stuff that he's done. But, you know, certainly she's not getting the treatment. She went for special treatments, and they're not doing anything. So if you have this form of fatal cancer and you don't know what the expiration date is it a ghoulish thing to celebrate it, whether you're famous or not, before you actually go? That's coming up minutes from now here on ATN.
The Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Ioniczone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ioniczone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. Ioniczone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
Who, of course, her poster graced many a wall across America. One of the greatest selling posters of all time. Think of all the pinup models and Playboy models and just pretty women. That's the magazines that guys hung up, the pinup chicks forever and ever. She ultimately was one of the top selling posters, like I said, of all time. Sadly, Farrah Fawcett, for the Charlie's Angels fame, and her personal life, she had a marriage to Lee Majors, the $6 million man, and then, of course, longtime partner Ryan O'Neill, and Farrah Fawcett have a child, Redmond, and she's dying of a rare form of cancer, and it's called anal cancer. You don't hear much about it, and she's had special treatments, and apparently those treatments are done because experimental treatments and whatnot, and there's, you know, you can only do so much, and then finally you have to make a decision on what you're going to do. And what she's decided to do is the cancer spread, and she's ceasing treatment. So there's always been a lot of paparazzi on and off that has surrounded Farrah Fawcett, but there's a two-hour, what they're calling, video diary documentary about her struggle to try to survive, and it airs this Friday on NBC. So her longtime partner and the father of her child, rather, Ryan O'Neill, talked about Redmond, their son, going to see Farrah Fawcett.
I think that she may have believed that she would survive and have a document, film document. That's not how it's going. She's had a terrible time the last year. Terrible time.
Yeah, to say the least, that she's had a terrible time. Like I said, the cancer spread, and she's not getting that treatment anymore. And here's the deal with Farrah Fawcett, like I said. You say her name, and you look at the Google searches and rankings, and I just read something about this, and she's still high up there on the list. And in fact, it's kind of weird, but Sony Pictures announced that the whole four season of Charlie's Angels, so you're talking about 70s, that show that launched, obviously, her into the stratosphere of fame, is going to be playing on the big screen starting July 21st. So what is that? Capitalizing on the fact that there's interest in Farrah Fawcett and that she's going to die from this disease. I don't know. There's something kind of, in a way, there's something kind of ghoulish about this, you know, whole thing with Farrah Fawcett. So you heard what Ryan O'Neill said there. It wasn't about the son's visit, but you heard what he said about the fact that he was kind of defending, I think, the video diary deal and saying that the film was supposed to be about her fighting it and whatever, and now ultimately it's not ending up that way, that it's been a really, really tough year, and the battle has been pretty public. She was diagnosed with it in 2006, and it started to it started to obviously the coverage has started to pop up once again, and you wonder if, you know, she could have some peace while she's nearing the end. I can't imagine being under that microscope at a time when she probably wants nothing more than just spend time with her family. Of course, she did agree to the interviews and stuff, but it sounds like she did it thinking she was licking this thing and she was going to talk more about that. But instead, it's the opposite. I mean, hey, she has the right to die with dignity. And or however she wants to. But and I understand that other people who may be close to her want to do something to honor her. That's why I brought up that whole thing of, would you want to have any kind of a memorial? Again, if you're not well known or whatever, who cares about that? But to have something before you pass on. And if you're seriously ill, you can certainly choose to have it publicly out there for the world to experience whatever the suffering is, but she has the right with this terminal cancer to be left alone too. So she certainly should get some dignity and not be hounded, because here's what's happening. I'm sure she leaves. She is. You can tell there have been some photos. She's getting hounded by the press. And so it's bad enough to have to fight through that illness, but not to have the privacy, man. I don't know, Matt, let's ask you. You're young and in your 20s, and I'm sure you feel invincible. Would you want your buddies, and you have a lot of tight buddies, if something, knock on wood, but if something happened to you and you knew that you had a fatal illness, would you want to be eulogized while you were still alive?
I don't know about that. I mean, it might be kind of interesting and, you know, comforting to have those around you. But I don't know about eulogize, but maybe like a kind of a farewell party or something. I don't know. You know, something. I don't. Eulogy sounds so depressing. So I'd go for more like a get together, kind of barbecue style, you know, let's remember the good times type of a thing.
Here's Matt. He's very frail, but he's hanging on. Please come to the barbecue. I mean, I know what you mean. See, I think there is something. It's like that old question. It's the if question. If you knew you had X amount of days to live, what would you do? You know, where would you go? Who would you see? Where would you spend your time? Because you can't get those days back. I mean, we all have X amount of days. We just don't know how many of the X amount of days are. You know, how long you're going to live. But if you know and or kind of know and there's a definitive timeline, I think there would be something comforting. It is like going to see someone when you know they only have a little bit of time. It's like when somebody gets the sad call about, oh, you better hurry up and get on a plane. And that happened to me. I had a close aunt, and she was like 49. And my father died when I was 7. So on his side of the family, all I had was his sister. And she worked for the best doctors in Philadelphia who had access to all kinds of great treatments and stuff, but they could not do anything for her cancer. She had some of the best care possible. And I finally got that call about, if you want to see your aunt in a better state, you need to get home ASAP as soon as possible. And I was a wreck because who knows? You just don't know what the timeline is. And I thought, I'll be in the air, I'll be in a plane or whatever, but it worked out well because I got to spend time with my family, I got to spend time with her, and she still remembered me, knew me, the morphine hadn't taken everything away, just some of the pain. So in one sense, I mean, it's odd that I'm bringing up the Farrah Fawcett reference, I guess, because I'm talking about normal people, but in one sense, I think there is something about having that farewell and being able to see people for the last time when you really have all your faculties versus slipping away and not having seen somebody for however long. And maybe it's not so much about the person dying, but the people that they care about and giving them some source of comfort because it's the people that are left behind. So in the case of someone uber famous, because she was uber famous, so she does the video. So they're having this deal on Friday night, and people will watch it. I bet it'll get huge ratings because that's what television is about. They wouldn't do it and put it on prime time if they thought nobody was going to watch it. They wouldn't air it. So let's be real, they're about ratings, and that's kind of weird in a way, but that's what the deal is with that. But she agreed to it. And I think the harder part is that now, because the light has been drawn back on her so much, she can't go anywhere without the paparazzi just staking her out. It's like a watch. And that part is, to me, I guess, is extremely ghoulish. Not so much about the other people around her, but the fact that she has to deal with those idiots tripping them up and driving 100 miles an hour around the cars and all that sort of stuff. I don't know, food for thought, right? Hey, you can shoot me an email on anything, day or night, americatonight.net.